On Beacon Hill and Capitol Hill today, two simultaneous hearings about the national meningitis outbreak that has killed 32 people in 19 states so far.
In Boston, Judy Ann Bigby, the state secretary of Health and Human Services, said the events uncovered unacceptable breaches in regulatory processes. She said she was committed to answering the question, how could this have happened and how do we prevent it from happening again?
The man who might have been able to answer the first of those two questions was in Washington, testifying before a House Oversight Committee. Barry Cadden is the president, co-owner, and director of pharmacy at the New England Compounding Center, the Framingham company that manufactured the tainted injections that caused the outbreak. But when questioned by House representatives this morning, here's what Cadden said.
Mr. Chairman, on advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer on the basis of my constitutional rights and privileges, including the Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution.
And he didn't say it just once.
Mr. Cadden, what explanation can you give the families who have lost their loved ones and those who are gravely ill for the actions of your company?
On advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to
Chairman,
answer.
Chairman, I think it's clear that the witness does intend to exercise his Fifth Amendment rights.
On advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer.
Will you invoke your Fifth Amendment rights in response to all questions today?
Yes.
So we made that compressed montage because, yes, Cadden invoked the Fifth for four straight questions before leaving the hearing room. Congressman Ed Markey is a member of the House Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee that heard testimony today. He joins us now. Congressman Markey, welcome back to Radio Boston. And let me first ask you, you couldn't have been surprised by the fact that Barry Cadden invoked the Fifth all morning long.
I was not surprised. You know, we are experiencing the largest drug-related public health crisis in recent national memory. And NECC and Barry Cadden are at the center of it all. I am disappointed that Mr. Cadden didn't use this hearing as an opportunity to answer Congress's questions, but ultimately he needs to fully explain his company's practices and explain to the victims of this tragedy and to Congress and to the American people just how it happened.
Now, Congressman Markey, testimony went over many hours and a number of people spoke to the subcommittee. Did you hear anything that did help us further answer that question of how did it happen?
I would say that the parameters of what happened are already out there. We know that there was an early warning. We know that the state back in 2002, 2006, had identified this company as a problem. We know that the company escaped with essentially a slap on the wrist, and we know that it was allowed to continue to practice in a way that endangered public health and safety.
Well, we also heard this morning from Margaret Hamburg. She's the commissioner for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. She argued that the FDA does not have the authority currently to regulate these non-traditional compounding pharmacies, like the NECC, which compound drugs in very large quantities. So here's what she said.
There are gaps in the oversight authorities of the state who have primary responsibility for overseeing compounding pharmacies and the FDA, and we need to make sure that we have a seamless system that protects patients.
Now, Congressman Markey, that gap, that regulatory gap between the FDA and the states, I know you've introduced legislation to fill that gap. But before we get to the details of that legislation, I wanted to play that piece of tape because apparently your fellow congressman on the Republican side today issued a congressional report that basically said that because the state and federal authorities at times wobbled between taking a hard stand on NECC and then backing off, that really the fault does lie with them and that there's possibly no need for any new legislation because they didn't use the tools already available to them to regulate and even, you know, act on the NECC when there a litany of complaints came up against them in the past few years.
That is absolutely inaccurate. The New England Compounding Center fell into a regulatory black hole and for years exploited the gaps in state and federal oversight, leaving the patients to face the devastating consequences. So the testimony of Margaret Hamburg, the head of the FDA, was quite clear. I listed for her the five or six areas of new authority which my legislation would give her in order to ensure that she could in fact, regulate compounding pharmacies that are really nothing more than manufacturers, like they were Merck or Bayer or Pfizer. And she told the committee she needed that authority. And yet, unfortunately, there were some Republicans on the committee who continued to point fingers, you know, saying that the authority to control this problem is unquestioned, clear, and there is no need for new legislation. And that is absolutely not accurate.
Now, you have introduced legislation called the Valid Compounding Act, which would seek to, as we were talking about, fill this regulatory black hole. What's the status of that legislation, and what, if anything, is standing in the way of its passage?
Well, I introduced the legislation a couple of weeks ago. I asked both of the major witnesses today, that is Dr. Smith, who is representing the state of Massachusetts, and Margaret Hamburg, representing the FDA, the administrator of the FDA, if they supported the component parts of my legislation. They each said yes to each part of it. And I think that we have to see today's hearing as the beginning of this national debate now, because obviously what happened here is that there was a Massachusetts company selling drugs that were dangerous into several dozen other states, but none of those dangerous drugs actually got sold in Massachusetts. But the opposite is also true, that there could be compounding pharmacies in other states actually manufacturing drugs and sending them to Massachusetts. And there's no authority which Massachusetts has over those companies. So the only way in which we can ensure that there is a proper regulatory framework is if we give the FDA, the national cop on the beat, the authority to go to inspect and to punish wherever a compounding pharmacy is breaking the law anywhere in the country.
Congressman Ed Markey sits on the House Oversight Committee that heard testimony today regarding the New England Compounding Center. Thank you so much for joining us. Pleasure to have you as always, Congressman Markey.
Magna, glad to be with you again.
Stay with us up next. When armed intruders attack, some schools are teaching kids to fight back, an approach that has sparked debate here in Massachusetts. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.